We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Penn State Sports Network, it's the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions, from Learfield.
What's the secret to Big Ten domination? Fierce training, roaring intensity, powerful Penn State pride. And what's the secret to snack perfection? Fabulous freshness, unbelievable crunch, ultimate flavor. As the next Penn State game approaches, make sure you're prepared. Grab a bag of Utz snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. The secret is out. Utz will get you the edge. Now let's go crunch the competition with a delicious snack from Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
Rising early is easy when you love the work you do. It's done every day by the thousands of electricians at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Local 5. We train hard, show up on time, and feel responsible for the work we do. We live by our word. Get the job done, no excuses. IBEW Local 5. Where skill and value lock arms. The time is now to hire IBEW electricians.
The Nittany Lions play here.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like. Presenting partner of the Penn State Coaches Show featuring James Franklin. Best Event Rental, these special event professionals with over 50 years of experience and the area's largest event and party inventory. Serving the Center Region, visit their inspiring showroom in downtown State College or online at BestEvent.com.
Thank you, Roger. We welcome everyone to the field at Toft Trees. Great to have you with us on this Thursday night. It's going to be a fun show in the final half hour. Alan Zamaitis is going to be here. I mean, the last time he actually played a game at Beaver Stadium, he only had three interceptions in a game. He's pretty good. But we'll talk to him about the recruiting aspect as well. But very pleased here in the opening half hour. My good friend Erica Dombach here. Great to have you with us.
Good to be here, and it's going to be a fun time in the first half hour, too.
Yeah, exactly right. Your parents are here
they
tonight.
Are.
It's great to have both of them here.
Some good Penn State alums.
Great Penn State alums, and it's great to have them on board. All right, so let's have some fun to talk about your team. The 3-0 win over Indiana the other day. What are some elements that have been falling into place for you that created a win like that? Because that was significant for you.
It was significant, and you know, over the course of the last 3 weeks, we've had a bit of a player availability issue, and we've had some injuries. And, you know, we've been in a place where it's been kind of the next man up and the next player up, right, next woman up.
Yeah.
And players have been given big opportunities, and it takes a little bit of time to get into that rhythm. And I think since these players, the Jordan Caniff, who had two goals, she's been getting more time, and Natalie Wilson and Liv D'Amico. You know the names Sam Coffey and Carrie Abello, but we've been relying heavily on some other players, and now they're starting to come into form with more experience.
What can this do now once maybe you start getting the full cast back as to how you play with your depth, because now you're seeing some players emerge?
Well, that's it, right? You take advantage of this opportunity that you've got more players getting more experience. And so as players come back into the fold, they start to get into form again. Now you've got more depth. You've got and you've got more confidence going into this last stretch of games.
You mentioned Sam Coffey and Carrie Abello. They'll be among those honored on Sunday because, believe it or not, Sunday's senior day.
Hard to believe.
Can you believe in the middle? It's senior day already.
Well, doesn't it feel like senior day?
Yeah, sure.
It's 75
it feels
degrees,
perfect.
Right?
I mean, it feels like it's the Summer Olympics again. So let's get to Sam first of all. In the history of women's soccer, collegiate women's soccer in this country, there's only 50 players that have 40 goals and 40 assists. She's one of them. What can you tell us about her makeup as not just a scorer, but a distributor?
Sam Coffey is a complete player. Mm. She currently, obviously, she's been drafted by the Portland team in the NWSL. She is a professional playing in the collegiate environment right now.
Right.
And she's playing as such, not only for herself, but for her team, for this school, the pride that she's playing in right now. But she's got the ability to do it on both sides of the ball. She's doing tremendous work defensively. She's a provider. She's got assists and she's got goals, and she is mostly coached by our attacking coach Ann Cook, who is also on that list of 50 former college players that is in that category.
And it's amazing what she does, because would it be safe to say she's a complete player, because she'll go back and she'll make plays for you defensively and get things rolling the other way?
She will, and when she came to us from Boston College 2 years ago, that was one of her points of emphasis. She wanted to be more of a two-way player. She wanted to focus a little bit more on her defending, which she's done exactly that, and now she's in a place where she's ready to go into the professional league.
Yeah.
She's a more complete player than she was when she arrived 2 years ago.
What does make Carrie so important for the program day in and day out?
Carrie Abello is your representative for Penn State Athletics.
Yes.
She is the student athlete that I am in awe of in everything that she does. She holds herself to the highest standard. She holds her teammates to the highest standard. She's a 4.0 Schreyer Honors College All-American. But she also relates to her teammates. They want to play for her. They want to play with her. And that's exactly what you need from a captain.
In our broadcast booth, we combine for 4-0. No, I'm just... It's a cheap, easy
why,
joke.
Why are they shaking their heads now?
Well, some of them don't help as much as they should. That would be me. That's why they're shaking their heads. They're shaking their heads at me. All right. Catherine Asman has also, she's been goalie of the week in the Big Ten. So you need to have that kind of play. So what kind of play have you had in goal? Because you have played a phenomenal schedule, which I want to get to next.
We have, and Kat Asman has really come into her own this season. We've had a young, inexperienced back line that has had to kind of go through its ups and downs, and Kat has been that steady force. She has experienced all different players in that back line, which was part of our challenges as we went through a little dip in form there. But Kat has been the steady voice. Her performances have been very good, and her consistency is a big reason for this rise in confidence.
Purdue's ranked 19th. You're going to play a ranked team. Oh, wait, you always play ranked teams. Forgot about that. Nobody forgot about that. You've already beaten West Virginia. You've already beaten Wisconsin. You know, you've beaten Virginia. I watched the Wisconsin one when you were on the road. It was a fabulous performance by your team all the way through. It was a great performance. You're going to play tough teams down all the way through anyway. What has it meant that your team has played this kind of schedule to build that kind of stuff upstairs?
The out-of-conference portion of our schedule, it's so crucial that we test this team. And certainly you want the wins, but more importantly, you want the experience. You want the challenge. You want to be picked apart. You want to be exposed, and you want to see where your weaknesses are. And that's exactly what we did in that out-of-conference portion. The great news is the Big Ten's stronger than it's ever been.
Yeah.
We're on track to have more teams in the NCAA tournament than we've had in years. And so you have the Purdue's that are emerging in Michigan State and teams that have not been in those discussions for NCAA bids in the past. Now they've really come on, and it's just made the league stronger, which makes all the rest of us even better.
Right. I've asked all the coaches that have come on here this same question. You had to play in the spring. All right. So, you know, how different was the summer because of the gap between everything?
Well, we got to play in the spring. That's
which is
the
a
good
plus.
News,
that's
right?
a good news,
that,
right.
That was, you know, a lot of people worked really hard to give us that opportunity in the spring. However, obviously, in the summer, you had to adjust.
Yeah.
And most importantly, you had to take a physical and a mental break. But there wasn't enough time to do it, right? And so this team left the spring hungry. They left the spring wanting more as a team. They wanted to chase a championship. And so their decisions this summer were based off of the fall, not necessarily the previous spring, right? And so, you know, I do think that we've faced more injuries than we have in the past, and that's it's definitely a result of this condensed schedule over the course of a year. And we've had to work through it. You know, the other challenge is that we don't have that experience. We're not relying on past experience to know how to handle these. So we're relying heavily on our medical staff and our strength coach, and we're working through it.
Look, there's no roadmap here.
There's no roadmap.
I mean, there's no roadmap for anybody going through this. Like, you know, it's you're doing, like, best deeply educated guests, because there are a lot of really good professionals working on this to make it happen. So
exactly. You've got to rely on your gut. And fortunately, within the staff, we've got a lot of experience and some pretty quality, pretty quality guts.
No doubt. All right. We'll come back. More fun with Erica Donbach here at the field at Tough Trees as we continue on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Tough Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Tough Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger & Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Tough Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit TopTrees.com for more information. Tough Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and Specific markets.
Let Carrier provide the ultimate in home comfort. The new Carrier Infinity system delivers premium heating and cooling performance, occupancy-based temperature control and zoning capabilities, innovative filtration for healthy air, and over-the-air software updates that help optimize performance.
Carrier, turn to the experts at nopaycarrier.com, proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
Five-hour energy. It's the one when you gotta get stuff done. Drink it in seconds, feel it in minutes, last for hours. Tastes great, too. Five-hour energy. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Highmark Blue Shield is changing healthcare to ensure it goes beyond just care. They're evolving to make everything they do a more natural fit to your life. Because life. Penn State fans, Aquafina is available at Beaver Stadium this season. Be sure to visit a nearby concession stand this year and stay hydrated with Aquafina. Aquafina is proud to support Penn State Athletics. Welcome to The Field Burger and Tap, the award-winning field restaurant here at Top Trees Restaurant, offering a delicious farm-to-table dining experience featuring hand-formed burgers and hand-spun milkshakes. Whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert, The Field Restaurant has it. Voted best burger, best fries, 5 years running. Local burgers, The Field Burger and Tap, Stay College.
3:30 on Sunday is Senior Day as Penn State takes on 19th-ranked Purdue in women's soccer. Very pleased to be rejoined by Erica Donbach, and very pleased to have with us the Park Avenue Army. Some of the members of the Park Avenue Army are here.
Best student section in the country right there.
Yeah, there
best
you go, guys.
Best student section in the country.
Great to have you here. And that means a lot to your players, by the way.
If you ask our players about their experience at Penn State, that will be in the top two reasons why they love playing at Penn State, yeah. Right behind playing in front of their parents and their loved ones. These guys and these women are their loved ones.
Yeah. Your summer, by the way, of course, was spent in Japan as part of the U.S. Women's Olympic soccer team. What did you learn as a coach? Every experience can be a learning experience. So what did you learn out of that experience?
So I experienced 29 days of coaching school in Tokyo. Yeah. It was all day, every day. It was intense. We faced a whole lot of challenges, obviously, beyond COVID. Right. We lost our first match in dramatic fashion to Sweden. And then we struggled to get back on the front foot. And that teaches you more than what my previous experience has been with the U.S., which is success and wins and continuing to win. And you learn a lot from winning games, right? You learn a lot of the tactics. But watching world-class players and coaches deal with the challenges that we faced in Tokyo was the greatest learning lesson. You can't learn it from a book. You can't learn it from a class. You've got to learn it by immersing yourself. What I compared it to is going on a vacation to another country versus going to live with a family in another country.
Right.
You really get to learn and understand, and that's exactly what I got in that experience.
And, of course, one of the keys was Penn State's Alyssa Nayer getting hurt. And I talked to Alyssa a couple of weeks after the Olympics, you know, and obviously it was a disappointment. First, she couldn't play. But, again, having to overcome an injury was something that team had to do, which is something you're living right now with your team. So it's almost like a shared experience in some ways.
It is. And watching Coach Flacco having to deal with it, and he's a world-class coach, and being able to watch the way that he handles it and learn as a head coach, you don't often get that opportunity. Mm. And so huge blessing.
Yeah. You've got 280 wins in your career, 240, I think, here, somewhere around that neighborhood. What is it about this job that all the time you want to get back out there and want to be? What is it that drives you in this job?
Well, you talk about my success in this position, and in that first sentence, you've got to talk about the fact that I've had this staff with me the whole time.
No question.
Right? I think it's what attracts the best students in the world, along with the Park Avenue Army in there.
Yep.
And but that's a huge key to our success. I've got four head coaches, basically, on my staff that could be head coaches at any of these other schools.
Which gave you the chance to go to Japan.
That's exactly right. And so gaining those experiences, being able to talk to potential or recruits about helping them to get to the next level, and then obviously the attraction of world-class academics with world-class athletics is obviously so appealing for all these Penn State student-athletes.
There's always a style when you look at a particular team. How would you characterize your style of play right now, especially because you've had to have so many, quote, interchangeable parts through the season?
Right now, we're gritty. Right now, we're just digging in, and we're just trying to find a way. And this team plays a nice brand of soccer, but right now, it doesn't need to be pretty. It just needs to be effective. And we've got a little bit of a hybrid attack going on right now, and it's working for us. So as player availability, as we start to get some of these players back and starting to come into form, I think we can combine all of these different things we've learned and really make a run down this final stretch.
Sometimes you have a moment or a segment in a game that triggers some good things for a period of time. I'm watching your match with Wisconsin. Were there a couple moments or segments in that have kind of triggered what we've seen in the last couple of weeks?
Going down 1-0 to Wisconsin on the road. Backs are up against the wall.
Good team.
It was time to dig. And some of our players that are the more technical players that fancy themselves, they were the ones that started to dig. They led it. Sam Coffey led it. Yeah. And this team's going to follow her. You know, she rolled her sleeves up and she got to work. And, that's part of our foundation. And we talk about being blue collar, but you've got to actually take that from a piece of paper to reality. And she turned it into reality.
And there are some players that are finesse players that can't. They can't change their style like that because it's needed at that moment. How important is it to have a leader like that that showed everybody knows what she can do, but like, you know what, we need to get down, quote, and dirty, you know, for the lack of a better expression. She can do it.
She can, and we've got other players. We've got a Maddie Myers, who is a real blue-collar player, and that's why you've got to recruit these different styles and these different attitudes. But she, Maddie Myers, embodies the idea of blue-collar, and so she can give that to Sam Coffey. She can show that. She can lead this team in that way, and Sam's more than willing to share that responsibility with the rest of this group.
Okay, you're down 1-0, you win. Now, Indiana, you play with the lead. There's, you know, how impressed were you by how your team handled playing with the lead? Because, oh, you're home free, you're leading. That's not how it goes, okay? They handled playing with the lead. What impressed you about that?
You look over the course of a season, and the best thing that you can gain from wins and losses is learning from each of them, right?
Yeah.
And that's what this team has done. I think what Indiana did to us early in the game is what Northwestern has done. So we had to take some of those concepts and ideas, and the team applied those concepts. And that's when you're really proud as a coach, right?
Yeah.
That you turn the learning and you turn the game over to the players, and players like Sam Coffey start to take over, and that's when good things happen.
How do you need to channel the emotion of senior day? Because you got two critical local players, but also others, and then, of course, managers. A lot of people are important to your program. How do you channel the emotion of that into a performance?
The best thing I can say about this group of seniors, and we're talking Sam Coffey and Carrie Abello on the field, is that this team wants to play for this group of seniors.
Right.
They do all the things on and off the field. The amount of respect, I'd argue that this is our best group of leaders that we've had.
Yeah.
And they went through hard times with this team. They went through, obviously, a global pandemic and having to enforce masks every single day and have hard discussions and have battles over. And so they've got a lot of money in the bank with this team.
Yeah.
And now it's time for some of these withdrawals, and now it's time to ask this team to step up and play with them.
Finally, a couple of quick keys about Purdue on Sunday at 3:30.
Purdue's hot right now, and they feel good. They've got a match against Ohio State tonight. They've got a very good goal scorer who we're going to have to be aware of. But overall, for me, this is about Penn State, and it's about to steal Coach Franklin. It's about being 1-0. We learned a hard lesson when we went and beat Wisconsin on the road and turned around and lost to Minnesota, and to not repeat that same mistake. But again, you've got to learn from those experiences, and you got to rely on your experienced players.
It'll be 3:30 on Sunday, Senior Day at Jeffrey Field. Erica, always a pleasure. Great to see you. Great to see your mom and dad here as well.
Thanks, Steve. My pleasure.
We'll come back. Alan Zamaitis in a moment. We'll talk with him as we continue with the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi from the Field at Top Trees on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Top Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Top Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Top Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit toptrees.com for more information. Top Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Whatever temperatures this winter brings, your friendly and knowledgeable Bryant dealer is ready to help. Your dealer is committed to achieving a high level of training and skills and backed by outstanding products from one of the industry's most trusted names. Whatever your heating needs, your local Bryant dealer will do whatever it takes for your family's comfort.
Visit nopaybryant.com for your nearest dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes. Proud partners of Penn State Athletics.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and Specific markets.
Nittany Lion football lives here.
Look out, world, we're getting strong. The future's here and we belong.
She can stand, she can be a
war. I build a rocket and watch it soar.
We'll clean the oceans and make the world a better place. Oh,
we can stand, so can you.
Find a cure.
Learn more at She Can STEM. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Game even starts with Wise Markets, the official grocer of Penn State Athletics. Wise Markets, eat better, spend less. That's Wise. the Penn State Hotel and Conference Center, making superior accommodations and dining a Penn State tradition. Visit PennStateHotels.com for more information or reservations.
All right, well, welcome everyone back to the field at Top Trees, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. Our thanks to Erica Dombach for joining us on the show in the opening half hour. I had a great time talking with her. 3:30 on Sunday, the Penn State women's soccer team will take on 19th-ranked Purdue coming off that big 3-0 win over Indiana earlier in the week. That was a fabulous win. That was also nationally televised. The women's soccer team has faced 6 ranked opponents. This will be the 6th-ranked opponent they've played this year. Bye week for the Nittany Lion football team. Back in action next Saturday, homecoming, when they take on Illinois at noon at Beaver Stadium. And we are joined by a member of the staff on the recruiting side of it and one of the truly great players in the history of this program, Alan Zemitis. Last time he played a game, by the way, in Beaver Stadium, he only had 3 interceptions. Or, you know what it did. Or last time he played a regular season game, he had 3 interceptions.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you for having me.
Great to have you here.
Yeah.
Explain to everybody your duties right now on the recruiting side and what you do with Kenny Sanders and everybody else.
Yeah, well, first off, I appreciate the Penn State family for making the transition, the whole program making the transition simple for me. Everybody was very welcoming and helpful in the whole transition, you know, coming from D3 ball back to Penn State. A little bit of a learning curve there, but they were extremely helpful for me. And what I do with Kenny is, you know, we'll sit down and we'll evaluate prospects, we'll find prospects and evaluate them and determine, can they play here at Penn State? And for us here at Penn State, it's a little different from other universities because the pool is a little smaller.
No doubt.
You know, it's not, we're not, you know, going out and finding just anybody to put on the blue and white. So we're very selective. There's a couple of certain boxes that needs to be checked here to be a player here at Penn State. And then once we evaluate those guys, we bring them to the staff and we go through another evaluation process. And then we make a determination whether we're going to keep on evaluating him or we're going to go ahead and offer him. And once we do that, that's when the recruiting process starts.
All right. What is it like for you? To me, when someone enters the program from the outside, mm-hmm. like, you know, it was an outside hire, right? Now, once somebody's been in the program for a long time, they have the same experience you do. But somebody enters from the outside, I feel like they're, quote, selling the program. Mm-hmm. To me, somebody who is an alum is sharing their experience. Have you felt that way, that you are sharing your experience here at Penn State with people who want to come here?
Yeah, absolutely. The one of the reasons why I was so successful at my last job was I just put myself back at Penn State to sell that university. Susquehanna University is a really good academic school.
No doubt.
We feel like when we get them to campus, we can yield that player. And then the community, being a tight-knit community around the university, very similar to Penn State. So that's how I was successful at Susquehanna. That was almost like, now that I look back on it, it was a dry run of how I would sell Penn State. And you're exactly right. Coach Terry uses this phrase a lot. We're a living testimony. I mean,
yes.
I can literally look back and it all comes back to Penn State. Everything that I've gotten in life, the experiences I've gotten in life, the things that I've learned that's helped me be successful, I've learned it here at Penn State. So when I'm talking to a prospect about Penn State and the experience that Penn State can give you, I'm literally talking about my own experience in a way.
You've had an experience as a coach at Susquehanna where you did a great job. You were in the NFL. You played here. What does that do to help you, that kind of well-rounded experience of coaching, playing in the three-letter league, and also being here? What has that done to give you a well-rounded experience to then talk with younger players who may be thinking about the aspirations that you had and achieved?
Yeah, great question. You know, I say this often to recruits that I've done it, seen it, and if I haven't, I know somebody that has.
That's right.
You know, I've played with the Paul Puzzleslies, the Michael Robinsons, the Dan Connors, guy in, and even guys that's played both ways, like Justin King.
Yes.
I played with the number one recruit in the country in Derek Williams. Yeah. So I've been around those guys, and I have achieved what a lot of the young players would like to achieve is get drafted, have an opportunity to play in the NFL. So when I'm talking to these recruits, there's literally nothing that they can ask about that I don't know about. And when it comes to Penn State, I don't talk about myself often, but putting on the blue and white and actually performing in front of, everybody's talking about 107,000, but we've gone over 107,000 this year already.
Yes.
Playing in front of that crowd and being successful, I've done it. I've walked through these hallways as a student having a great semester and semesters that weren't always great. And then relying on the support staff academically with Todd Kalka to get me to where I can graduate and have a meaningful degree. And then from the coaching aspect, when you want to talk football, we can talk football.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about cornerback play, we can talk about that. If you want to talk about scheme and defensive play, if you want to talk about team and chemistry, we can talk about that. Because, the Susquehanna experience, they weren't that good in the beginning, and we built that into one of the better programs in the country. And I seen that process. And I also was a captain here when there's been lulls at times, and then having to regroup as you see this year. The one, a little off topic, one of the things that, when I got here, seeing the leaders on the team, identifying who I think those leaders are, and seeing how they've gone through summer workouts and gone through spring practice, it was something that I've seen before.
Yeah. Well, no question you've seen it. When it comes to playing defensive back, he made a pick in the back of the end zone against Wisconsin in 2005, and I remember exactly what I said. I said he baited him into that interception, and Jack Ham says, "You're darn right he did." Right? But it's that kind of instinct that, you can maybe see in other players that, as you're going through this process, you think maybe a little differently than somebody else would when you look at somebody like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the qualities that I look at when I'm evaluating. There's a lot of good football players out there, but we're trying to find those special football players. Right. And when it comes to defensive players, those are the guys that I evaluate. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for that hidden trait, that they're always in the right place at the right time. They're getting takeaways or getting turnovers for the defense and for the team to gain extra possessions for the offense. Those things is a trait that some players have and some players don't. You can, train to be in positions and to gain those types of things, but some guys just got it, and that's certainly a trait that we look for.
There's also, you talk about living the whole thing. I mean, I'm not going to go through it all, the whole thing with you again, but everyone remembers. No, I might be the only one that remembers. Okay. When you had the accident and the adversity you had to come back from. I mean, and you came back. There was a medical staff, a lot of different staff that helped you through that. What can you tell younger players that have to go through adversity? And can you see signs? Because your toughness mentally and physically, with the help of others, you came back and were phenomenal from it. Can you see that trait in some other people when you talk to them? Because not everybody's trip through junior high or high school is perfect.
Yeah, I certainly see that mental toughness in many players on our team right now.
Yeah,
not just one or two, just many. I can talk about the defensive side of the ball. How many times have they been backed up or in bad situations that you would say the defense doesn't like to be in? And they, time and time again, they come through. So there's many players like that on the team. But yes, I mean, that mental piece of the game, being mentally tough, that's certainly a piece that, if you're going to be successful here at Penn State, you got to have some of that.
when the door opened for June 1st to now allow you can go to campus, what did it take organizationally with Andy Frank, with Kenny and everybody? What did that take organizationally? Because June was active beyond words, but was able to bear a lot of fruit in July.
Yeah, you know, a lot of credit to not just the individuals that you just talked about, but Destiny Rodriguez.
Yes, Destiny Rodriguez. She
is a superstar in every sense of the word.
No doubt.
She is a great leader, and she does a really good job as far as organization and then putting people, looking at people and seeing what their strengths are and putting them in positions to be successful.
Yeah.
So when it came to the month of June, where you're getting unofficial visits during the week, you're getting official visits during the weekend.
Camps.
You're getting camps during the weekend. And that was my first, people are like, look out, this is going to be a crazy, it's going to be like Walt Disney World to these kids. Yeah. But that was my first experience. And I actually look back and I'm thankful for that, because that was something that was very unique, but that's my first experience. But the staff did a phenomenal job making sure that we were in positions to be successful. The communication was great. And we work very well as a team, you know. Mm-hmm. That's exactly the way I look at it. We're not playing football, but we're still a team. And from the coaches to the support staff to our recruiting department, we got it done. And I would like to say that we've had a historic month that month. In the way that we were able to yield the players that we wanted to get in the
organization's program. Only as good as the leader. What kind of tone does James Franklin set to allow you guys to do exactly what you are doing?
Yeah, Coach Franklin, he's an awesome leader in the sense that he is going to continue on pushing the envelope so you get the best out of yourself. And he does it in a variety of different ways, but I think he has a knack of really tapping into the human being, where motivation it comes easy to one person. Like the way that he gives positive reinforcement, I think is very unique.
Yeah.
Where you want to do more, you don't sit back and relax just because he said good job. You want to do more for him, and the way that he goes about his business day to day. There's no question why we're at right now at this point in the season because of his leadership and the way that we go, our daily operations are. I mean, we are a well-oiled machine, and I'm proud to be a part of it. And I'm proud that, I can bring some sort of value, because I have to tell you, everybody in the program brings something that's valuable to the table. And and we work very well off of each other, and we prop each other up. So that all starts with the head of the program, that's James Franklin. And I'm very, very happy that he's here leading the Penn State football program.
Sets the tone for all of us in every stage of this thing.
Yes.
All right, we'll come back, wrap it up with Alan Zomitis at the field at Top Trees in a moment as we continue with the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life. Highmark Blue Shield.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger.
Pick up today at your local Sheetz in specific markets.
Indeed helps you hire great people fast. Indeed delivers four times more hires than all other job sites combined, according to Talent Nest. Visit Indeed.com/credit. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
Watch out!
You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Tune in this season for the Pennsylvania Propane Pulse Game Show. Following every Penn State game broadcast, it's all brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Foundation and your local propane service providers. For more information, go to papropane.com. Propane, energy for everyone. This football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink for watching football. Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions.
Roger, thank you so much. Roger Corey, Bob Taylor, always doing their great job here at the field at Toft Trees. And great to have all of you here on board with us, along with Alan Zamaitis. Here in the final segment of the show, bye week for the Nittany Lions. They'll take on Illinois next Saturday in Beaver Stadium at noon. And we'll be on beginning at 10:30 that day outside the Jordan Ticket Center. And then up into the booth for kickoff just after noon. Alan, what is a home football weekend like on the recruiting side of it?
Well, you're definitely there a lot earlier than anybody really gets into the stadium. And, you know, you're making sure that you give a great experience to the invited recruits that come up. And, you know, a lot of communication over the headset, a lot of little things that we want to make sure that happens behind the scenes. Are ironed out. So again, that the experience for the recruit, when they leave there, you want them to feel like, man, I want to get back here, or man, I can see myself playing in the best atmosphere in college football. And that's our job. And we've done a pretty good job of doing that so far.
Especially when someone's here on an official visit, how important are the current players as recruiters?
I believe they're just as important as anything else because they're in it right now. Mm-hmm. And getting, a testimony from them, that's just as powerful as anything that a coach would say, anything that I would say as a recruiter, because they're in it and they're still learning about themselves and what this program has to offer. So I think that piece of it is very valuable in the recruiting process, and you know, we utilize that as much as we can. The guys having a great experience, it really helps us out.
So guys having a great experience, but also how important is it in this job to always remember about the parents or caretaker, whomever happens to be on the trip with them, that they have a great experience?
Yeah, that is something that I carried over from the Susquehanna days, is that, you know, you just don't want to recruit the player. You want to recruit the family because, all right, after all, you know, everybody throws the word around family a lot. Here at Penn State, that's truly what it is.
Yes.
And we don't want to separate the two, child from family. when your child commits here, you have committed here. Yeah. You are within the Penn State family as well. And what I've seen from the parents organization here, oh man, it is so supportive. They do a lot for the kids. It's just a great environment to be a part of.
That's powerful.
Yes.
There's no question that, you know, because it's, you talk about locking arms. Well, I mean, they do, all of them, parents, players, coaches, people lock arms here.
Yes, sir.
It makes a big difference, no question. All right, so the organization that, you know, that takes, when somebody's on an unofficial versus an official, right, kind of organization does that take between an unofficial and an official visit?
Well, the unofficials, you know, they're there for a day.
Yep.
And you're trying, you know, I'm learning that that's as important as anything.
No
question. Because, you know, the way that I look at it is, if we can get a prospect up 2 to 3 times before the OV,
right,
that's, you're going to have a better chance of yielding them. And now you're starting to build relationships, not just on the phone, but in person.
Yeah.
So they're becoming more familiar, not just with the coaching staff, but the surrounding area. But OVs, there's a lot more planning. It's over several days.
Yep.
There's several activities that takes place, just not dinner, like an unofficial. Your attention to detail is on another level. Mm-hmm. You're, you know, making sure that you're there, whatever that recruit needs, they get. And they, again, it's all about when they leave there, you want them to feel like, I see myself in that blue and white uniform.
Yep.
And I also would love, and I can't wait to come back.
I believe it was the Friday before the Indiana game. I think in the morning, Friday the morning, James went to, I think, as many as 5 high schools. Mm. Mm-hmm. On that Friday morning, and then boom, when practice was over, the regen on Friday, he was out again. What does that mean to the program that he is constantly that active in the recruiting aspect of it?
Well, I mean, I love the fact that, you know, when I talk about my head coach, that he's involved.
Yes.
I've heard from, you know, other recruits, like, they would say, we hardly spent time with the head coach. We've hardly seen the head coach. Not here at Penn State. He's going to be injected into any function that we have throughout the day. He's going to want to get to know and have meaningful conversations, not with the prospect, but with the family. And then when you see him flying out in one day and then coming back and able to make practice in the same day, that's a level of dedication that is prideful, being a Penn State Nittany Lion myself. Seeing that, you know, because that can't be easy from a physical standpoint, and it can be taxing, and you got to be extremely laser focused on making sure when you get back, you're ready for the task at hand. And he's a constant professional in that.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, next element. Sometimes it'll be the position coach or the area coach, mm-hmm, if they're recruiting an area, and the recruit, and then the head coach. Here, all the coaches get involved on the official visit in the recruiting. What do you think that means to the process, the depth of caring that shows, that all the coaches are involved in a single player?
Yeah, I think that's extremely important. When you have if you're a defensive prospect and you're getting attention from that position coach and from that defensive coordinator, offensive coordinator, if you're on one side of the ball, that means something. But when you get crossover, when you're a defensive player or an offensive player, and you're getting crossover from the other side of the ball, and they're getting wanting to know you and know more about you, I think that's powerful in itself. That's a genuine, authentic relationship. Because if you're going to be there, you're going to see these guys from day to day. So, right. The way that we recruit here, it's a full body, a full program deal, and I think there's power in that.
Can you tell right away when there's one or two guys that, man, once they say yes here, they're going to start talking to other people that also might want to think about coming here, and they almost start recruiting for you?
Yeah, that's, to me, that is, you're playing with house money there.
Yeah, got that right.
That is the best thing. That is where you want to be in recruiting. When you get a marquee guy that is, you know, all these kids are connected through social media, and they're starting to talk about their experience. You want them to talk about their experience. And then when they commit, you know, you hopefully they're able to, you know, talk to the next guy that you might be interested in to bring him into the fold. Because at the end of the day, man, like if you look back at Justin King.
Yes.
Okay. Justin King was friends with Lydell Mitchell.
Lydell Sargent. Yep.
And that relationship helped them get here. And then they formed a relationship with Derek Williams. And then they all came here.
Yeah.
That, I mean, and then they made an impact, an instant impact in the program. That's when you're recruiting at a high level and you're getting that type of feedback or kickback on recruiting, that's where you want to be.
2008 Ohio State, thrown into the end zone. Lydell Sargent's the guy that picked it off.
You know, that's my guy right there.
Finished it off. It's great to have you home.
Yeah, thank you,
great
Steve.
To have you home.
Appreciate you, baby.
Yeah, appreciate you, too. Alan Zamaitis with us. Our thanks to Erica Dombach, who joined us in the opening half of the show. Our thanks to Alan Zamaitis here in the second half. Roger Corey, great job. Bob Taylor, great job. For everyone, I'm Steve Jones. We'll be back here at the Field of Top Trees next week for the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Penn State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.